how many times do you have to prove to yourself that you have what it takes, that you'll be okay, that within the depths of your soul are answers to any and every problem that you face? I know, things aren't easy. I don't live under a rock. This is the Resilience Podcast 613, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, June 20th. Maybe they even seem bigger, scarier, more overwhelming than they ever have. But as that adversity grows, so does your resilience. And I'm not sitting here giving you something new or an answer you didn't already possess. All I'm doing is reminding you how incredible you are, how much you've already overcome, and how capable you are of conquering whatever is next. You see, the difference between okay and great or stagnation and growth is only a change in perspective. How you look at the world and your place within it, that little voice in your head reminding you that you are capable of things beyond your current comprehension, that your perceived best is a mere fraction of what you're capable of. Reality is manageable. It's always manageable. It's the fear that if we let it, will be our demise. And life's too short to bow down to a monster that doesn't even really exist, that we've created ourselves. Let's commit to being the ones to find calm when others panic. Commit to see opportunity where others see hardship. Commit to see what can be gained when others remain fixated on what has been lost. U minus negative thoughts equals infinite possibility. You are capable of handling anything life throws at you in terms of potential and resources and ability. You are. You can overcome. The only thing that can make a situation debilitating or permanent is you deciding. And so therefore the obstacle will never be life. It will be your thoughts about life. Your thoughts determine how you react. That is reality. Let me ask you, is it a lost job or an opportunity to begin again, to grow, to fall in love with something you've always wanted to do? Is it lost time, loneliness, tragic seclusion, or a chance to write chapter one of your book, scene one of your movie? Lay the first brick of what will become your empire. I've been there. Sat where you're sitting. Stood where you're standing. I've been sad and I've been happy. I've been broke and I've had money. I've had a lot of things and I've lost everything I ever owned. Everything stolen, taken without permission. I've had the same job for over two decades, and the next day, one phone call, I was told I was no longer needed. I was married for almost three decades. I've known loneliness. I've known darkness. I felt despair. I felt alone. And I've also felt love. But through it all, every step, every trial, every disappointment, I've come out stronger, battle-hardened, no nonsense, fully aware of the fact that happiness was a choice. Money is reacquirable, that some people go, but the ones that matter stay a part of you forever. Life is a gift. It's a gift when things are hard. It's a gift when they are easy. It is always a gift. Past losses can never define you. If you get back up, it is nothing short of a victory. Armor that you now wear as you make your way into the world. A world that can push you down, but it certainly cannot keep you there. Not if you don't let it. Not letting it keep you down is what you will come to say is your defining moment. For your mind, your body, your soul are made of the same elements that surrounds you. The same stars comprising the universe. They have equipped you to weather any storm, outlast any earthly dilemma, do anything, be anyone. Never forget that. Never forget who you are. You're never out of the fight. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.